Proclamation number 3778, dated the May 23, 1946. Sincerity of prayer strengthens faith. Sincerity of prayer increases the receptivity for my word, and thus you will always receive strength and grace if you pray to me in spirit and in truth. And regardless of how often the world wants to come between you and me, it will be unable to sever your connection to me, just as it will never be able to stop me from approaching you in the word as long as you don't forget to call upon me for help. Yet I expect your prayer to me as long as your faith is not strong enough that even the worst worldly danger is no longer capable of destroying your awareness of my presence. Only then will you be indelibly united with me. Weak faith, however, will loosen the bond. It always will have to be established new through prayer. Yet I assure you that it will never tear apart, for I know my own and draw them to me until they are forever inseparably connected to me. That which is yet to happen to earth will be so immense that it will necessitate great strength of faith if a person wants to survive it without damage to his soul. And every earthly crisis is a preparation for this time which will come to pass without fail according to my proclamation. I certainly place a heavy burden upon humanity, I let great suffering come upon them, yet I also know their results and only ever consider people's salvation of soul, whom I want to help in their spiritual hardship. However, if you are profoundly faithful, you will be calm and peaceful, and even the greatest adversity will neither frighten nor weaken you. Aim to achieve this faith. Always and forever try to establish a connection with me. Don't pay too much attention to the world and its requirements, but immerse yourselves ever more deeply in my word. Accept strength directly from me through my word. Let yourselves be nourished and refreshed by me so that you will be awash with strength and feel no more anxiety, so that you will live in awareness of my presence and commend yourselves to my love and grace without worry. I know of all your problems, I know of your soul's despondency, the anxiety of your hearts, and evaluate everything according to how far your will applies to me. And correspondingly I will direct all happenings such that they will benefit your souls. Never disregard the sincerity of prayer. Always look for me in every adversity and danger, and I will hear your call and help you. For you ought to become my own with every fiber of your heart. You ought to seek the most intimate unity with me so that your faith will gain such strength that you will no longer fear whatever will come your way. Amen.